Friends, in this chapter we are going to discuss how the charge is to be taken by the branch manager once he is appointed as a branch manager. What are the documents required to execute by him from the previous branch manager, and what is his reporting line, and how he should plan for his future growth, branch growth rather I can say. So in this chapter we are going to discuss about taking charge and the planning process, because this chapter is introduced considering branch manager as a leader of the bank. So naturally the leadership qualities and leadership abilities should have been there for the branch manager. So the branch managers are appointed as the leaders of their own branches. They represent the power and the authority of the organization delegated by the organization to them. Many times small loans or some decision making authority is passed on to the branch manager by the management of the bank. So he should justify the opportunity given by the organization to him. Similarly, branch managers exercise his authority, but they do so within the framework on overall organizational framework and set for the rules designed and maximize their effectiveness. It is not a big deal if he takes the decision to grant an overdraft to a current account holder who has a consisting relationship with the branch and occasionally request for such kind of request. As per the authority delegated by the bank or as per the policy of the bank, if he has taken that decision, he has to ensure that the decision taken by him has to be escalated or reported further. Similarly, he should choose the style of leadership, not to sit idly in one corner and execute the duties, but a particular managerial style which they will like to provide to their customers, to their staff, needs to be adopted by the branch manager. While doing the day-to-day operations, what could be the task for the branch manager, or he will come across with fulfilling certain task which is assigned to him by the management, that we will see. First task is to provide the high moral and the commitment to the job. This is very much important. During your assigned time, you should think about the bank organization, its improvement, its profitability. No other business you should do during this period. If you are doing something, you are not making a justice to the position that you have hold or the position that has been offered and granted to you by the management of the bank. This high task of the branch manager is a high relationship style, and it is based on the conviction that the conflicts between demand and the high performance and the need of the employee has to be met with. There should not be a conflict. Customers are demanding certain things, and if you do not have, there is always conflict, quarrel, complaint, and that is going to the higher ups, which is not a good sign for the branch manager. That means he has no control on the branch. That thing is proved at that moment. You cannot repair it. Once the bad name comes, no, it cannot be washed away. It will remain, and it will be remain throughout your service with that bank, maybe in subsequent organization also. So be careful about this kind of attitude to avoid the conflict. To avoid the conflict. The natural expression of the human needs can lead to an outstanding performance, achieving both excellent result and high moral through a concentrated teamwork. So you should bind your team, focus them on particular object. Maybe it is customer service, maybe it is branch profitability, maybe it is deposit mobilization, or it may be the bad loan recovery. Once the object is decided, motivation starts. It is a role of the branch manager to motivate and bring together all the employees of the bank to accomplish the task which is undertaken. Consistency in the branch manager's behavior and the dealing and the need of the staff members' expectation. There should be a consistency. He should stick to his words, which is given to the staff as well as to the customers, and fulfill the demand. That is what it is expected from the branch manager. When we talk about the manager style, how the style could be? Style means not it is style how he wears the clothes, whether he is in the suit, blazer, or he is some other wearing some other attire. That is not the style. It is a style, managerial style, the style of functioning. Style of functioning in the branch. And that is very much observed, not only by the top management, but his own colleagues, his own one-down staff, and also it is recognized by the customer also. So, managerial style should be perfect, and it will be as per the social environment. Managerial leadership involves the task of performance of the people. So, whatever things he has to deal with the people, he should delegate it first and get the things done from him, from them. So, that is also an art. He should have that ability to get the work done. Second one is the people involved in attention to motivate the people as a members of the group and the individuals. Motivation. It is very much essential. Motivation is very much essential for all the staff. You should not segregate one, because they are the backbone of your branch. Everybody should be recognized, everybody should be promised, everybody should be assured, and everybody should be given a proper comfort to do a day-to-day work. Training and development. This forms the important part of any organization. The subject matter expert is always an asset to any organization. So those staff who are lacking the knowledge, they should be provided with the training. And banks are organizing such training programs. Branch manager should depute such kind of people who are deserving and who are serving to the organization for the longer duration to execute their duties. And if they are working and their job profile recommends, to provide them a training, and it is the responsibility of the branch manager. Manager should be prepared to be flexible and adjust their style of circumstances. Yes, he should change according to the circumstances. They should avoid appearing inconsistent. There should not be inconsistency. And the reason for the change in the style should be made to be clear to their subordinate. Why he is making certain change, or change of the department, or change of the people from one desk to another desk. That is the branch, according to the branch manager's mind, because branch manager's observation is that a few group of people are working very perfectly, other groups are just staying back and they are taking a longer time to execute their duties. If branch manager observes that it needs an improvement, and if he is changing the people, he should first give an information to others and positively, with a positive attitude, tell those people to whom he is targeting that why he is making the change. He should not say that you are not proper in that department. On the contrary, he should encourage to improve the knowledge or improve some other reasons he has to give, so that it will create a confidence among them and they will perform better than earlier department in some other department. So this is also a kind of style which branch manager has to adopt. After understanding these requirements from the branch manager and his style of functioning, let us assume that he is taking a charge of the particular branch. Now, what are his obligations and duties? Process of taking charge starts at the day the new incumbent reports at the branch. When he, as a new incumbent, comes to the branch, visit the existing branch manager and tells him that he has been appointed here and he is ready to take charge from him. So there should be a first appearance or first day interaction with the existing branch manager. There is no harm in stating on the first day, but relaxed and expeditious taking over is recommended. Branch managers may take little bit longer time to take charge because he has, as I earlier told, the fear conscious in his mind, little bit nervousness when I am talking about to take the charge. What are the things of which he has to take a charge? First, he has to determine. Most of the banks, there is a standard checklist for take over the charge. He can at that moment, they can very well refer to that. But many organizations, they do not have. At that point of time, he should draw down the list and then decide how to take charge, which are the things to be properly checked while taking the charge. Blindly, he should not take charge of the branch. Refer detailed guidelines on how to take charge of the branch and the important aspects. Branch manager initially are not required to go deeply into each and every aspect of the things which he is going to take a charge or functioning, but can have the fair idea by studying the statements, reports submitted by the department heads. Just going through the files, interaction with the people, interaction with the previous or existing branch manager helps him to understand more about what is happening in the branch. Once he understands that there are certain problems in certain departments or certain departments are running very fine, then he has to go a little bit deeper and do the ABC analysis. ABC analysis means understanding completely the portfolio which he is taking charge. So he has to take certain clarification on certain aspects at the time of taking the charge and while doing the analysis of the branch function whenever he is taking the charge, whenever he is in the process of taking the charge. He has to understand what is the long outstanding suspense debit entries, inter-branch reconciliation of the large amount, large value, and branch account with other banks. Overall view, he has to take and he has to start analyze why the entries are outstanding for more number of days, why it was not rectified, why they are lying there for a longer time, any efforts were taken to rectify that. All these things is a part of ABC analysis. The time barred or suit filed or decreed borrower account, that also needs a specific attention. Each and every borrower's file he has to check. Instances of the fraud and embezzlement at the branch, how it was happened, whether the branch people were involved, or the process of identification of the recalcitrant employee, or where the matter stands about the fraud which has already taken in the branch. This needs to be understood by the branch manager. Then loss of credit authorization notes or demand draft leaves or time deposit receipt leaves, checkbook, etc. These are the security stationery. And it is expected that it is maintained very specifically, and security is strictly to be observed for such a security stationery, because every now and then it is required to be used. Once any page is missed out of that, perhaps it may prove a fraudulent for that branch, because anybody's signature, anybody can forge and draw a demand draft if a demand draft leave is lost or any certificates are lost. People may misuse that, those kind of certificates. So this is all control should be exercised for the security stationery. And where there is a lacking or any report is like that certain stationery is missing, reason for that, all these things needs to be verified or seen by the branch manager. Inspection of the sticky and large borrower account. Why these accounts are borrower accounts, or why repayment is not coming? That also he has to apply the mind and understand the large borrower accounts also. Meeting with the important clients. Clients may be depositor, clients may be borrowers, or clients may be simply availing the services. Normal savings bank account customer, but high net worth customers, like that he should arrange a meeting with them. Then pending matters like execution of lease deed of the branch, then premises or court cases, outstanding trade union issues. Many banks are having trade unions, so those issues are also around him, so that he has to look into such kind of issues also. So while doing this analysis, while taking the charge, he has to be alert on all this. Now, this is a very vast area of taking the charge. But how much time he can spend for taking over the charge? He should also be intelligent enough. The branch manager should also be intelligent enough. Looking at the file or paper, he should understand what could be the probable discrepancy in this. If this is the quality he has, he did not go through page by page. Looking at the issue only, he will just see the remarks and finish up the matter. So, fastest things are getting sorted out. So, depending upon the size of the branch, how much time is required to take a charge will be determined. Then, normal circumstances, medium-sized branch, usually 3 to 4 days for a rural or semi-urban and small branch, and 7 days for medium-sized branch is a time prescribed for taking over the charge. 10 days for the large branch, because large branch will have definitely a large number of departments, volume, business, inspection report, and the client base, borrower accounts, everything will be in multiples or more numbers. So it will take little bit more time. So 10 days is the ideal time for the large branch, for any branch manager to take a charge. Not more than 15 days for the branches which are categorized as a very large or exceptionally large branches. And it is advised for the branch managers not to involve themselves in a day-to-day branch administration before taking the complete charge. It's ideal, because he doesn't know who is undertaking what kind of transactions. So it is expected that not to involve for this 8, 10 days, 7 days or 15 days, depending upon the time period required for taking over charge. Because till then, the existing branch manager is there, department heads will be there, and they will be taking care of such kind of things. But he should not involve day-to-day operations of the branch. Branch manager should address to the branch staff on the functioning and lay down the policy guidelines of the branch management. As soon as he took the charge, he should call for the meeting of all the staff. And what is in mind, he should speak, so that give a proper guidance to those subordinates, and what is the aim, what he expects from them needs to be explained to them in that meeting, so as to build a confidence among them. Charge is taken, but to join now for the duties independently, there should be a joining time. Because if he is in the same town, same city or same place, no issues, 3 to 4 days is enough for him to settle his family or the shift from one place to another place, ideally. Now, the bank officers who are allowed to join the time, either branch managers, are no, there is no exception. Normally, two installments, any branch manager should take a charge. One, total should not exceed 7 days or as per the policy of individual bank. Now, normally joining time provided to the new branch manager or branch manager is 7 days, 1 week. The shift to shift the family at the new place, this time should be utilized for to shift the family for the new place, finding a living accommodation when he is not provided by the bank, then admission to the schools and colleges for the children, then arranging for the basic necessities such as gas connection, supplies of the milk, groceries and domestic help if any is required. So he should be comfortable with that. See, the organization is giving them the time to settle himself. It is expected that the time should be utilized for those activities only. Once the accommodation is found and the shifting and the process is settled down, settling down is easier. All these problems, because once he starts functioning as a branch manager, perhaps he will not have time to devote some more time for these kind of activities. So it is expected that the time provided by the management of the bank, maybe it is maximum 7 days, 4 days, 3 days, depending upon the individual bank's policy, he should settle down during that time. Then the first installment of the joining means it is advised that he should have a two-way. He should settle. One first installment, that is the first few days, maybe 3-4 days, he can take before reporting as a branch manager, and thereafter he can take remaining days after settling in the branch, before taking charge and after taking charge as a branch manager. The first installment of the joining time should be short, and maximum leave should be used, availed for shifting the family belongs to a, or settling down. Once they take over the charge and then proceed on the leave, it may disrupt the program in the first few weeks, which are crucial because he wanted to settle down. And once he settled down, then it will be difficult for the branch also to run the business, because that time is very crucial being a new branch manager. It is not expected also from him. So he should be continuously on the job. The branch manager should plan their leave to optimize utilization as well as at least the least interruption in his job. So he had an opportunity to keep the leave pending for those activities which he has planned, but on the little bit after some days, maybe month or two after joining the branch. So this is the second installment. Then after taking the charge, branch manager may prefer to take a charge on Saturday or day before holiday. Why it is suggested? Because they will get the time to redesign, rearrange and manager's cabin, reflecting that their own personality and the taste. According to his will, his sweet ambitions, he wanted to organize his cabin or his workplace properly. There are people who wants very systematically to manage their cabin, and during office hours it is not possible for them. So ideally, before taking the charge, you take a charge in such a way that next day will be holiday. So on the holiday, it may be Sunday or any other holiday, you will have enough time to organize the records, files and everything in your cabin, not as a branch, not in the branch, but in your cabin, so that your presence or your style of functioning may be replicated by arranging the cabin like that. They also have to rearrange and if required, revamp their own filing system, weeding out old files which are not required and opening new files if the situation so demands. They set out their priorities first thing first. Process to settle and start functioning. now we have come to the stage, branch manager have come to the stage that he has accepted the appointment letter. He has a discussion with the previous branch manager. He is availing the joining time. He has decided to join. Now he is joining. He has shifted his family. And now the process to settle and function in the branch, the crucial moment starts from here onward. First thing recommended is to he has to use the diary. Most of the branch managers are not using the diaries. So, all the things which they wanted to do during the day should be listed out. Or maybe subsequent days what he is planning, it has to be diarized. Branch manager should use the table diary and the daily diary for noting the work priorities. Usage of the diary should be made a habit, and it will facilitate review and control of the functions, because while referring the diary, he will remember all the things one cannot remember. But if it is noted down, definitely it will be good and it will facilitate to review and control the functions which he is proposed. A meeting with the officers at the branches. Agenda should generally be consist of, he should meet, because now he started functioning. Now meeting with the individual department heads, or maybe within the branch, there are different departments, responsibility given to the specific senior officers. So meeting with them is required to be held as soon as he takes the charge. So agenda for the meeting could be job role of an officer, job role of the manager. The agenda of the meeting depends upon the size and place and the category and the business mix of the branch. All these aspects he has to take into consideration before calling the meeting of his senior staffs. A detailed point-wise discussion should be worked out to formulate three plans: immediate, short-term and long-term. These are plans. Now, plans, once it is made, then the execution of plan is another process. But first, after discussion, there should be a planning process. So, long-range plan, normally this plan is for the period coinciding with the expected period to stay of the branch manager. Normally, I said normally, it is 3 years. Normally, it is 3 years. So, expected that next 3 years time, the same branch manager will function in that branch. So accordingly, that branch manager has to plan all about his functions, how he is giving or how he is changing, how he is running the business of the branch for next 3 years. Intermediate range plan, or maybe short term plan, it is not exactly short term, but little bit, say during the year, what he has to do, like that. It is for 1 year, normally, intermediate plan is. And this plan will be a consonance with the performance budgeting exercise and the annual plans and the business targets. So those kind of issues needs to be discussed. Then short-range plan. Short-range plan may be for 1 quarter. This plan is the sub-plan of intermediate plan and annual plan of the branch, and a short-range plan fulfills 2 objectives. One, to clear the backlog of arrears, and second one is to help and reviewing the closer monitoring of implementation of annual plan. These 2 points. So, planning process, now he has started. Now, branch manager is active. Now, he is planning to have these kind of activities to undertake once he took a charge. After meeting the people, after calling the officers, budget, planning, long range plan, intermediate plan or short plan. Short plan maybe. So depending upon the each plan, his performance is getting reviewed. Maybe every quarter, 6 months, 1 year, next year, next year. So like that, the process will be for this plan. A weekly review is preferable, and fortnightly meeting of the officers should be regularly held to discuss the following agenda. What would be the agenda? It is suggested that first remember long range plan, intermediate plan, short plan. In short plan, there may be again further deviation of this plan is say fortnightly or weekly meeting, something like that, you know, so as to understand where the branch stands, the action, and review it. If backlog, fill up the gap and then proceed. So, agenda for the weekly meeting or fortnightly meeting could be one, to review the program of implementation, what the decision has been taken. Two, to discuss the fresh matters which are likely to crop up during the functioning of the day-to-day functioning of the branch. Three, to check out the fresh sub-plans and amendments to the main plan as and when it is required or it is felt necessary. Many times it happens. We are planning something, happening something. When we go for the execution of the plan, we find that there are certain gaps and it needs to be reviewed. See, over-budgeting sometimes we have done, taking certain aspects into consideration. And all of a sudden, those aspects are removed from the branch. What happens? There will be a gap. Then you need to review the plan which was already done, which is already put in place. So, under the circumstances, these meetings will help to review what the planning was done by the branch. To check out the fresh plans or the amendments of the earlier plans which is in place is required, or it may felt necessary, branch manager can take a call on that. The process of planning and review is an ongoing exercise and not a one-time measure. So, it always getting modified. So, plans are no plans are perfect. Plans are getting changed. But once the vision is clear, plan can be put it into place. Depending upon the circumstances, there will be amendment in the plan. And that way, the branch manager should keep his motive of functioning as a branch manager. When he is meeting with the staff, it is very much essential. First, he has a meeting with the other staff, that is who are heading the department. Now, he has to call for the meeting of all the staff. It is expected because there is a curiosity among the staff how the current branch manager is, whether I am comfortable in working under them or not. Should I opt for changing the job or changing the branch? Various questions comes in the mind of the down below, the people who are working in the branch. So as to satisfy or interact with them, give them the confidence and to work confidently with them, the staff meeting is very much required, and this should happen at least once in a month. Let us see what the meeting with the staff is proposed to be. The other than officers meet, the general meeting of the staff should be held at least once or every quarter, where free and frank discussion on the branch's vision, mission, objective, etc. will be, on the business strategy and action plan can be discussed with all the staff members. Such meeting should be uninhibited. Ideas and the suggestions given should be noted, and the program should be chalked out to implement the ideas. Simply taking idea is not important. Idea, once it is accepted from all perspective, it needs to be implemented. All categories of the staff should be allowed to speak and suggest the improvement of the customer service, development of the business and image of the branch. These three type of things, once it is considered during the meeting, I don't think there should be any gap or any gap in case of the planning process or what the decision branch manager has taken will go fail or Definitely, it may be a successful if each and every individual of the branch is forming the part of the planning process. Interdepartmental meeting, the one department with another department, and presence of the branch manager. So, this is applicable for the large branches. In small branch, everybody is face to face knowing each other, but if it is a large branch, one is at ground floor, another one sitting at the mezzanine floor, and another group is sitting at the first floor. See, unless and until there is work, people will not see face to face. So it is expected that at least these departmental, interdepartmental meeting, at least the heads of the departments should be called for the meeting in the presence of the branch manager. An interface with each departmental staff along with the heads and the officers. Immediate remedial measures can be discussed and initiated to improve the functioning of the departments, as staff members often come out with very good ideas and suggestions which might be otherwise have been difficult to get it. So ideas, free ideas, get it. And if they are good, better implement it. This is the management principles. Spare time to talk to the staff in the different platform. This is very much required. Because if you give a confidence to somebody who is working under you, you will not understand his difficulties. So, little bit, it is a style of functioning. A branch manager should have that kind of liberty to provide or ask any staff to come and talk to him, or he should go at their desk, sit with them, discuss with them and come back. He will get definitely the ideas. Improved, it will be improving its planning process. So it is very much essential to understand the to hold the interdepartmental meetings. Thank you very much. With this, then now we will move to another chapter for the further process. Thank you.